I want to share an amazing occurrence that I fortunately was able to be at a table many years ago when Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Mashgiach of Chemnitz, was in Baltimore. So Shalva Shudis, we were together, and he told us a maisa that happened to him with a Rav Aryeh Levin. You know, life was different 80 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, 90 years ago, whatever. So he was with Rav Aryeh Levin in Meir Shearim. Picture this. And it wasn't where it is now. It was Shabbos. And they're walking together. Rav Aryeh Levin was a short man. And Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, regular size. And he was escorting Rav Aryeh Levin. As they're walking, there's a man walking towards them, clearly an Israeli-type chiloni, shirt open, hairy chest, cigarette on Shabbos in his hand, and smoking. And the way Rav Moshe Aaron Stern told it over, he said, I hoped that Rav Aryeh Levin wouldn't say anything to him, because Rav Aryeh was rather short, older, and if this fellow is going to strike out, I'm going to get it. But Rav Aryeh Levin did speak to him. And he says to him, like this. I heard this from the Moshe. He says, Ochi. He says, Ochi. Hayom Shabbat. V'asur v'ashein. And the man says to him, Ani lo ochi. Ani goy. And he says to him, Lo. Atah lo goy. Atah achi. You got it. So he stops, he says, Zot pam rishona shemishu diber elai ba'ofen kazeh. This is the first time that anybody spoke to me in such a way, said this man. You want me to put it out? He said, No. Don't know, just put it on the ground. So they had a conversation of sorts, and from my remembering, and in the end the man says to Rav Aryeh Levin, tell me, he says, when is Shabbos over today? And Rav Aryeh tells him, he says, I am not going to smoke for the rest of the day. Where did Rav Aryeh Levin get this approach of gentleness, of kindliness, of, he was who he was. That's who he was. But where did he get this, and respectful for a person who's violating Yisur Karas, Yisur Karas B'Shanki, and Yisur Skila, where is he, I should say, Yisur Karas, Chattis. But either a chorus or a skewer, chattis. All right. So where did he get it from? And so we see it in the parsha. This week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu comes. He sees the bear basada. He sees three groups of shepherds, and he says to them, "Achai, me'ayin atem?" And they say, "Mecharon." He says, "Mecharon." Oh. Hayadatim is Lovan ben Nocher, Yadanu, Hashalom lo, Shalom. Vine Rochel is coming. And then he says to them, and this is what he was looking for in the first place, Vayom Elohim Yaakov. He continues on with them, and he says to them after speaking, Achai, and getting involved, Vayom Er, hey, no, Hayom Godel, the day is still long. And Lo Esai Seif HaMikna. This is not the time for the sheep to just sit around. Go out and graze. So you would figure they could easily say to him, why don't you mind your own business? You just came here for the first time. What are you telling us what to do or asking us these questions? But the fact is that they saw that there was a respectful approach of Achai, my brothers. And then things just went on. But what happened was, and the message that we get clearly, is that when a person wants to give over something in a respectful, kind, friendly way, most often it's received. Without a doubt, the other way is not a way whatsoever. Right? And so Rav Aryeh lived it, he got the message, and he lived it, and he knows that sefer that you have, the Tzaddik in Our Times, it's Rav Aryeh Levin. Now, this is not what we want to talk about this evening. I just wanted to start with this in this situation. I remember, like, you know, sitting with Moshe Aaron Stern. An Indian of Midas. Rav Sholem Shvadron speaks about a man named Donish. Donish was one of the most well-known no-snei tzedakah after the Second World War. He was in Europe, and then he left and he went to Eretz Yisrael. And he supported many, many institutions. An accurate account was given that the Alter of Novartek went to visit him, and at the end of their conversation, this man, Donner, said to the Alter, he took him into his room, he opened his safe, and he said to him, take whatever you need. And he did, for his yeshiva in Novartek. So another choshevi Talmud Chacham who had some, you know, either an organization or a yeshiva, heard about this, that here this man Donish opens up his safe and says, take what you want. So he said, you know, listen, why just the Alter of Vardik? I'm going to try it too. So he went and he asked for a large amount of money, but he received much less than he thought that he should have gotten, and he certainly he didn't get the type of treatment that the Alter get. And right away, Afanorat, he said, listen, Mar Donish, how is it that the Alter got what he got? He's supposed to, you opened your safe, and yes, it's true. And for me, you didn't even do anything like that. So he said, the man told him, let me tell you the way it is. When you came to me, as do most other people, so you were very respectful. You gave me a nice warm handshake, and you waited for me to walk into the house, and you walked in back of me. You waited for me to sit, and then you sat. And listen, I know why. I'm not a Talmud Chacham in any sort. And therefore, why did you do this? It's because of my money. I have money. So I figured, if money gets me this type of respect, I'm going to keep it. I don't want to give it away. Because if I give it away, I'm not going to have anything. So I gave you much less than, let me tell you. And he goes on now. He says, the Alter of Novartek comes in. I open the door. And he walks in. And he goes right into my living room. And he sits down. And by the time I am there in the living room, he's already doing Adam, a man's worried about his money. And he's not worried about his days. His money. Don't help him. Money doesn't help. His days. They don't return. And he looks at me and he says, Dainishka, what's going to be with you? All you have is money. You don't have anything else. You don't have Torah because you're not really involved in Torah. And you don't have anything. What are you going to take with you in the end of day? He says, by the time he's finished with me, I say, money's nothing. And I open up my safe as a Rebbe. Take the money. Whatever you need, you can have. Yeah? Maisa that really happens, not just on Maisa. And that was the difference. Now, this is no Chiddush to us It should be no chiddush to anybody. Every day we say, Elokai, Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahorehi. Hashem, the soul you're giving me is pure. Atavarasa, Atayitzarta, Nefachta Bi. You put it into me and you watch it and keep it in me. Listen carefully. This is, we say this every day. And you're going to take it from me. You're going to take my soul. We all agree to that. And you're going to give it to me and return it to me. Later. For all this time that the neshama is in me, I thank you, Hashem, for letting me live. You are the one who's going to return my neshama to me. So we all have it. We understand this. But the shaila is like this. What do we do about it? I was once 17 years old, 18, 19, 20. What am I going to do about that? So let me give you a Chofetz Chaim's marshal. Beautiful idea. And it's appropriate for every one of us who are here right now. A fellow is on a boat. The boat gets shipwrecked. He picks himself. He doesn't pick himself. He's out cold on the sand of a beach that he's, you know, that he's found on by who finds him? Natives. And he's lying there unconscious, naked. From the water tore off everything. He's the only survivor of the whole crew. And now he wakes up and he sees all these smiling faces, black faces looking at him, and he says, is this heaven? Like, whoa, wee. He's like, you know, he doesn't know what, and he can't understand their language. And they take him, and they take care of him, they dress him, they feed him, and like, this is like something, but this is, you know, what is this? And over a period of time, he starts to understand sign language. They give him a mentor to look after him, and he starts to understand more and more about what's going on. And he finds out, after months, that what's happening to him happens usually about once a year. Something gets shipwrecked. The sailor is found, or somebody is found on the beach, just like for him. And he's taken care of for a whole year. And after a year, these same people come and they look at it, but this time they're not smiling. A year to the day he came, they take him and they take him out to the water again. And they strip him and they put him in a kayak and they send him out. And he says, What do I do? Because he still has about 6 months to go. What do I do? So they tell him, export. That's what you do. There's a mainland out there. Learn how to navigate. Learn how to navigate a kayak and export. That's what you do. And so he starts feverishly getting things, sending it out in whatever way he can to the mainland. And he learns how to navigate. And sure enough, a year later, to the day, these people come, no smile. They take him to the water, put him in the kayak, and out he goes. However, he goes with a certain feeling of confidence, a certain feeling with almost a song in his heart, because he knows he learned how to navigate. The chances are of him getting to the mainland, very good. He exported. He has whatever he could get there, he got. He's going to be a wealthy man. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Marshal Lemahamavar Dome, to all of us. A person comes into this world, a baby comes in, and he is taken and he is given food and all the nourishment and the shelter and everything he needs to be able to grow up, and clothing and education by loving parents. Just like this fellow who came in shipwrecked. And along the way, this is great. Every baby grows to be a young person Baruch Hashem, halavai. And he's like, this is great. And then he starts getting told, no, it's not going to just be like this. And he hears about accidents to some young people, or sometimes illnesses for some young people. And as he gets older, he looks in besides a sports page, the headlines will be obituaries. Oh, I know this guy. He was in my class. He was in my community. Huh? Wowee. And he says, what do I do? What do you mean, what do you do? For us, we can say the same words, export. Torah, mitzvahs, learning, everything. Because everything counts. Sai b'hashkofer, bein adam l'chaveru, bein adam l'makab. This is what I can do. Fantastic. And we do. So this is the measure. What do I do? Age 17, 18, 19, 20, 50, 60, 70, 80. What do? Export. Same rule for everybody. And the mice is, it works. It works, it works, it works. Years ago, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he's a brother to Rav Noach. So Rav Yaakov had us together like this, smaller group. And he asked us, what do you want to be? And what do you want to be? What do you want to be?
Never Hashem.
Never Hashem. I want to be a businessman. This one wants to be a Rashida. This one wants to be a banker. This one wants to be a businessman. Whatever it is, he wants to be. And Rabbi Yaakov said, that's not what you want to be. That's what you want to do. To be, you want to be a Ben Torah. That penetrated me. You want to be a Ben Torah. And the rest is where it goes. And in this respect, every single person is equal. We all have the same mother, father, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. We have Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, it all comes. There is no ceiling. Everybody is given the opportunity for his mission to make that mission work in this world. No distinctions. Not of location and not of family. We're all one family. People say to me, are you related to the Rosenbaum from such and such place? I say, yes. Sinai relationship. Right? Greenberg, related? Yep, Sinai. Everybody here, I'm related to every person here. Sinai relationship. 3,329 years ago, we all joined together before. Sinai relationship. The fact is, the Gemara in Tainus speaks of two people. Elio spoke to Reb Broca. Says to him, these two people you asked, are there anybody in the Shuk who's a Ben Olam Haba? Yes, these two people. He goes over to them and says to them, what do you do? So they said, we cheer up people who are sad. Mevadchinen atzivi. We make them happy. What do you do? So the Mephoshim say, you know what he did? He tells them, you are not stuck in this world. You are not in a rut in this world. As you get older, if you have a trade or something, a person gets weaker as he gets older. So even though he has his mind, but as he is old, he can't do the same thing as he could physically. But a person's interior, it continues on. There's no ceiling as long as the Kaddish Baruch Hu gives his body the koach to be able, at least even the body can, the mind to function. He's able to continue to learn, to go on, to export. That's the key to continue. Do you realize between here and the lunchroom, person says, Shabbos Hashem L'Negdi Sama, Shabbos Hashem L'Negdi Sama. Wow, he has moms, the Muna, he has mitzvahs straight through. He can stand on line somewhere. Shabbos Hashem L'Negdi, wow, what's going on? A person that breaks his brother, Lakim, Shemaim, we've been through this before. Everything, we have opportunities. Person chazes over the mission, chazes over Daf Gemorich. Whoa. How long does it take from here to Bar Ilan? From here, it takes me 4 blot of Gemara, Shachal Vatar, that's what it takes me. 4 hours blot of Gemara. How many times does it take you for this? Whatever it is. Translated into that, this is exporting, and that's the key to be able to export. And that's what they told me. He told these people, I should say, these two people told people, and therefore they were able to get to Olam Haba. Let me make it even clearer for you. There was a Baal Tshuva conference somewhere in either Haifa, probably Haifa, not Tel Aviv. And a reporter came in He didn't have a yarmulke. They realized he really, you know, they didn't know what to really. He said, please, I need something to cover my head. I'm here to interview people. It's a Bali Tshuva. So this was overheard. A person, he went to one of the Bali Tshuva to get information. And the Bali Tshuva says to him, he says, who do you think has more, I'm just going to give me over the way I saw it. Who do you think has more Olam Haba? I, the Bali Tshuva, or a child in Bnei Brak? Okay. And then says, I don't know. He himself is not observant. I don't know. You know, you tell me. So he says, what I think he said is like this. Now, I would imagine the person overhearing this thought, just like some of you are thinking, the Makam Shabal Tshuva Omed, Ein Tzadikim Gemara Nichol Lamod Bo, wherever the Bal Tshuva stands, you know, even at Tzadik Gomer can't, because look how many, you know, he's traveled so much from nothing to something. He said, the child or the person from Bnei Brak, he has more. So why? Surprise. He said, you know something? I went as far as I could go in living the life that I left, that I lived and left out there. I came to a wall. And I realized there's nothing there. It's worth nothing. It's empty. It's worthless. It really only leaves you just like, oh, there's nothing there. I feel so empty. So I could only do one thing, and that's to become observant, a different life of Torah and Mitzvah. The person, the kid, or even the adult in Bnei Brak, they wonder, maybe there is something out there. People are smiling, they seem like they're having a good time in the disco, they're doing this or that. I mean, like, maybe there is something. And the fact is, despite that, they continue to lead Torah lives and don't change. But they don't really know that there's nothing there. And they do it on real faith. To the way it is that they feel, this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. So therefore, he says, this is where I feel that in this way, they have it over me. Because I'm not doing anything on faith. I know there's nothing out there. I know there's nothing out there. And they believe there's nothing out there. But they don't know. Not the same way I know. But the fact is, Baruch Hashem Ashreinu, how fortunate it is for us, and we have the chance to export, that's for sure. So that whether it's like Rav Weinberg Zecher Tzadik Livracha said, what do you want to be a Ben Torah, to be able to export, to be able to have that closeness to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that is the way, Baruch Hashem, to go, and we continue to go. I want to end with since we started with Midas, I want to end with Midas. And it goes this way. All of us are going to be wearing Talasim one day. Yes, Hashem. Some of us are wearing Talasim now, but majority not. But you see people putting on towels. Those of you who are here for Minyan in the morning, and you know, at the quarter of, so you see me putting a towel, so Rashida comes in the towels. Oh, fine, other people here. What's the message of a talis? They say that a talis, folding a talis on a mitzvah Shabbos, is a schooler for a happy marriage. For shalom bayis. What's the kesher? And the truth is, not just for shalom bayis, but that's for kesher shalom bayis. Why? So I'll tell you what it may be. I'm sure always there are many different yonim, but this is where it's nogeh to us now, because we get the message. And that is, when a person gets that large talus into small bag, what does he do? He folds it. A reminder that in order for a person to live together with somebody, he has to be able to make adjustments and accommodations to fold himself up. And that's what happens at home. When a person lives with his wife, in order to have shalom bayis, he has to fold himself up, make adjustments and accommodations. I remember once Rav Yaakov Hillel told me, as a Zayin Gesund, that one of the keys to marriage are accommodations, adjustments for the other. Well, it works now with roommates. It works in the lunchroom. It works in the basement with the chavrusa and without the chavrusa. It works down playing basketball. It's wherever it is. Adjustments and accommodations. And that's what the Talos reminds us. We start on Maaseh Shabbos and reminded all 7 days of the week. Maaseh Hashem will use all these prompts, continue in our Avedis HaKadosh, and export. I go to the next one.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.